There we go. That should be good as new. Well, maybe not as new, but it should cut through enough beasties to enforce something actually new. Oh, hey, your sword's ready. You got here, Justin. Oh, you aren't who I was expecting. Sorry about that. Oh, I don't think I recognize ya. You aren't one of the locals, are ya? Well, welcome to my store, blacksmithy, what have you. Feel free to look around. Unless you have something in mind you're looking for. I got all sorts of stuff. Food and gear for travel, weapons and armor, and all kinds of junk. Well, I shouldn't call it junk, I suppose. Sells quite well. But, you know, I got all sorts of things. Huh. You're staring at me awfully intently, aren't ya? Don't lose your head over it. I get it plenty from folks that have never met me. It's the horns, yeah? That's what I thought. Come on. You've seen plenty of other horn folks around, haven't ya? Joking aside, nothing wrong with being curious. I'm just teasing ya. What am I? Don't know. Couldn't tell you if I wanted to. Never met another one like me, that's for sure. My father found me and raised me. Of course, you didn't come here to listen to me yap about myself, did ya? You look like the adventuring sort. So that means you're either here to buy something, or you're looking for work. Or both. Little of both? Just as I suspected. Well, you've come to the right place, given that this is a border town. Granted, one of the smaller ones, but nonetheless, it's booming with work. Actually, you got here just in time. I usually go out and gather everything I need myself, but I could do with another pair of hands. What do I gather? Oh, everything. Medicinal plants, or hides from beasts, you name it. I've lived here since long before the rush into the wilderness began, and this place is just full of valuable things. I may be a blacksmith first and foremost, but I run as much of a general store as I do a forge. Haven't been able to get out as much lately, to be honest, but with all the rookies coming through, I've spent all day fixing weapons and banging dents into armor. Half these folks break their swords on one of the local critters, and then they come running back to me to fix it. Good business, but it makes it hard to do anything else. Actually, you showed up just as I finished off my last work order. This kind of refreshing, actually. Being able to just talk to someone a little bit. How long have I been out here? 40 or 50 summers, I'd wager. You start to lose count after a while. Whatever I am, I haven't gotten old like the humans around these parts. You know, father found me somewhere up north on his travels, brought me back, and I've been here ever since. Well, I did do my time as an adventurer myself, wandering around, fighting monsters. Had some good times, learned a lot, and then came back here and settled down again to open shop. Judging by what you're wearing, you're geared up a lot better than the last wave of fortune seekers. So, you likely don't need to buy any actual armor or weapons from me. You want me to take a look at your sword? Oh, absolutely. Let me give it a good look. Excellent craftsmanship. I'd wager it's dwarven make, based on the etchings. You know, they typically prefer axes and hammers, but their swords are still some of the finest blades I've ever seen. The only problem with them is they don't particularly care for magic. So, It's rare to see a dwarf made weapon with any enchantments. They prefer to let the craftsmanship speak for itself. And of course, it certainly does. But there's particular beasties that need a magical touch to penetrate their hides. Ugh. There's... the blades a bit. Well, putting it politely, this needs some work. You need to take better care of your weapons. Can I fix it? Don't see why not. I've handled blades in worse condition than this. Give me a day or two. It'll need a bit more care than some of my recent projects. But my plate is clear, so I can spend the afternoon focusing on it. How much will it cost? What's your budget look like? Oh, that's a bit rough. I suppose that's why you're out here looking for work, huh? Well, if I ask for what's appropriate, you wouldn't even be able to afford a place to sleep or food to eat. If you aren't planning on packing up and leaving before taking care of your dues, I could maybe cover it as advance payment for some odd jobs I need doing. You'd take me up on that? Well, excellent, excellent. Of course, I don't expect you to do any work without a sword. There's no immediate need for you to run off right away and get started. But, a year is still a new face in town. Pardon me for saying this, but I need some kind of collateral. Something to hold on to until you actually pay me back. Not sure what you've got. You don't have to worry about that. I know exactly what I want. I want something special. Something that I know will keep you coming back. What is it? That sample. I want your other sword, girl. You weren't staring at my horns earlier, were ya? You were looking at my tits. Don't be embarrassed. You aren't the first, and you won't be the last. I could tell by the growing bulge in your trousers. You know, none of the locals are my type. And the town? Well, it's full of limp dick rookies. But you, you're exactly what I'm looking for. Maybe a little disappointed in how you take care of your gear, but we can fix that. I know that once you get a taste of my pussy, you won't be able to resist coming back for more. Not to mention, you're one of the few girls who has actually bothered taking interest in who I am. Maybe I've gotten a little easy since I'm lonely, but the attention's a bit nice. What do you say? Hell, all you'd need to do is lie down and let me ride your dick, and I'd be satisfied. Anything extra? Well, that's just a bonus for me. Oh, you will? That's just what I like to hear. Go ahead and lock the shop door, and come on back to my room. Set your stuff down wherever you like. I'll get the fireplace going. Yeah, fireplace. I like the heat. Same reason I like working my forge. Somehow, it all just feels wrong without it. There we go. That's good. Love the heat. I hope you don't mind. I love working up a sweat while fucking like animals. Ooh, you didn't even wait. Huh? I like that. Damn, now I feel like I'm being the slow one. Good news is, I'm the easy access type. Let me just get rid of these. Just like that. What about the rest? Come on, take a look at this get up. All the boys and gals come through my shop, go wild for it. Tight, stretchy, the looks I get. All you gotta do is pull her to the side, and you can slide that girl cock straight in me. Or slip your hands in the side and grab my breasts. Oh, look at you getting all shy on me. You aren't used to someone talking like me, are ya? Bet a gal like you gets all the cute dainty girls, huh? Come on, get over here. Lean down for me. Good girl. See? That was good, yeah? No need to be shy. That dick of yours certainly isn't. It's been ripping ever since I took my top off. Why don't you let me get a good feel? Yeah? Good. Stand back up for me then. Oh, that's good. That's real good. It's real big. I knew you weren't a limp dick. Damn. I can practically feel the heat of it through my gloves. I'd rather be polishing this sword than the ones in my shop. Maybe if you impress me, I'll even let you use my mouth or tits sometime. I bet you would love to grab me by the horns and ruin me, huh? That's what I thought. Be honest with me, and I'll take real good care of you. Now, get on the floor. I'm done waiting. Bed? Nah. Look, I got a real comfy setup in front of the fireplace. I told you, I like the heat. I want to feel it on my back while I ride you. Plus, it's kind of romantic, isn't it? Rutting like wild animals in front of the fire. Now, if you don't have any more objections... That's right. There you go. Good girl. Then that means I'll take my seat right here. Oh, come on. Don't whine. I'm not that heavy. You're so much taller than me, too. A strong girl like you, you could practically toss me on the bed if you wanted. Hey, give me your hand. Now. Put your fingers right in here. Oh, yeah. It's hot inside of me, isn't it? Imagine putting your dick inside me. Only thing hotter than my furnace is my pussy. Hot and wet. Your cock's gonna practically melt inside of me. Oh, look at you getting all twitchy and excited. I bet you want to put it in, don't ya? You're gonna have to be patient for me. I want to play with you a bit first. Let me slip your cock in here. Look, it's strapped to my bodysuit. How's that feel? I can see your tip of the fabric. It's tight? Yeah. But it's soft, too. Isn't it? For as hard as I work, my skin's so nice and soft. You get all twitchy when I touch it. Oh, I bet there's so much that you want to do to me. And here you are, stuck underneath me. Feels good when I stroke it like this, doesn't it? I bet you'd love to blow your load right here. Dump it all inside of my bodysuit. Imagine waking up in the morning with pink rind on top of you. Making you pour it all under here before I start work. And then you head off to do whatever hunting you had planned for the day, thinking about how I'm walking around, working my forge, taking care of my customers, all while your sticky cum is splattered all over my tummy. Nobody's the wiser, just the two of us. Your cock's getting all twitchy again, and you're panting real hard, getting sweaty. You're gonna come already, just for me teasing you. Come on, you're better than that. That's right. Steady yourself. Take a deep breath. Here, I'll make it easier on you. Let me just pull your dick out. The head's so red and swollen. There's so much pre-cum leaking from it. And I can smell your scent from here. Fuck, it's strong. Oh, I can practically taste it. I was gonna give you a bit of a break, but I don't think I can hold myself back. It's been too long, and you're driving me wild. I wanna smell our scents mixed together, our sweat, your cum. Oh, I've never felt it this strong. God is above, I feel like I just wanna drown in it all right now. Am I alright? Nah, I'm not. You know why? Cause I got this rock hard cock right in front of me, and it's not inside of me. I think it's time we fix that, huh? You better be ready, because I am gonna ride you until I'm satisfied. Now, give me that dick. Oh, I knew it looked big, but feeling it inside of me is a whole nother thing. Oh, fuck, girl, you're huge. It's stretching me out just sitting like this on you. You think you're gonna tease me now instead, huh? A girl your age still has a lot of years to catch up on before you earn the right to do that. Something like this isn't gonna stop me. Now, shut up and fuck me like you mean it. Oh yeah, that feels real good. So hot and thick and pulsing inside of me. Ooh, I haven't had a cock like this in a long time. Look at you. Acting all embarrassed. For someone your size, I figured you'd be a lot more assertive. You seem awfully happy to have me riding on top of you. Or maybe you're just embarrassed having someone smaller in control. Your cock is so hard inside of me. Or is it maybe? Maybe it ain't the right thing. Are you ashamed? of having someone older than you riding on top. Or maybe you got a kink for it, and that's why this dick is so hard. I guess I don't care much. As long as I get what I want, either way. It's hitting so deep in me. There's nothing to be embarrassed by. There's no shame in having me around you. All you need to do is focus on these fat, heavy, bouncing tits. What did you just say? Did you say what I think you did? Yeah, that's right. Say it again. Hearing you call me mommy like that. I like that. I probably am old enough anyway. Yeah. I'll be your mommy for tonight. Your dick even harder. I guess you do like older women, huh? Oh, that's good. Cause I like them younger than me. Full of energy. And stamina. I need someone who can fuck me all night long. It feels so good. But I need more than this. This ain't enough to satisfy me. That feels so good. Your cock is so hard now. It's gotten even harder. It feels so good. It's hitting so deep inside of me. I love them when they're bigger than me. People like you always got the best dicks. Come here, lean forward. Come here for me. I know you got some fight in you. Don't just lay. lay there and take it. Oh, fuck me back. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that feels so good. Oh, oh, oh. What are you? That feels so good. Yeah, grab my breast. Squeeze me. That feels so good. Fuck me up. Fuck me like an animal. Fuck me like you're trying to breed me. Feels so good. You're stretching me out so much. The way your cock twitches and throbs inside of me. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it so much. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, fuck, it feels so good inside of me. Oh, I want you to come so bad. Oh, I know you're close. Oh, the way it twitches and throbs. Oh, you're breathing so heavily. Come inside of me. You don't have to hold back anymore. You can come as much as you want me. Are you ready? Are you ready for me? Give it to me. Give me everything. Give me everything you got. There's so much. It feels so good. You came so much in me. I feel my tummy stretching out a bit. Let me get off. It's pouring out of me. Oh, there's so much. How long have you been saving up? Damn. You better not get me pregnant. I still got a shop to run. You'll help me with the shop if I do. Well, aren't you, sweetheart? That was good. I haven't gotten a fuck like that in a long time. I knew you weren't a limp dick. What am I doing? Laying on top of you. What does it look like? I'm tired after that. Done after one shot. Give me a break. I've been working all day. Plus, I don't have the same energy I used to. Not like when I was your age. You don't mind being a pillow for an old lady like me, do ya? That's right. Good girl. Then I'll just rest here for a bit till I recover. Looks like you woke up before I did, huh? Guess I really wore myself out last night. I guess you can have a little credit too. Come here. You gave me a hell of a ride. I got this funny feeling. It won't be the last time either. Maybe next time, I'll even let you grab my horns. Oh, you perked right up at that idea, huh? See? I told you. Once you had a taste of me, you wouldn't run off. You know, there's a lot of work around these parts if you want to stay in town. That's a tempting offer. I'm glad to hear you think that. Probably should get cleaned up. I gotta get the shop open soon anyway. What should you do? Hey, just cause you called me mommy last night doesn't make me your mother. You're a big girl. You'll figure it out. You mean for work? Right. Sorry about that. I probably got a few safe things you can do while I work on your sword. Otherwise, maybe go check out the rest of the town. Introduce yourself to some of the other locals. And that's what I'd do, at least. Especially if you're sticking around here. And I'll get to work on your sword once I got some food in me. That sound good? All right. Consider it a done deal, then. I'll get your blade fixed up as good as new. Now, you get on out of here. Let me get to work. And make sure you don't take on any dangerous work before I finish. I would hate to miss the opportunity to polish your other sword.